Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Privacy-minded Meghan Markle went on Ellen and shared that she and Prince Harry once dressed up in costume to enjoy a wild Halloween night out without being recognised, as she's the one who is a very private person. The Mirror recaps that the evening of frivolity came when the pair were still just dating and long before they ditched the royal family for a quieter life out of the spotlight in the UK and into the glaring spotlight of Hollywood interviews. Meghan said, "He came to see me in Toronto, and our friends and his cousin Eugenie, and now her husband Jack, they came as well. And the four of us snuck out in Halloween costumes to just have one fun night on the town before it was out in the world that we were a couple." Ellen said, "So you went with Harry to a Halloween party, and they had no idea it was the two of you?" Meghan confirmed this, saying, "It was a post-apocalypse theme, so we had all this very bizarre costuming on, and we were able to just sort of have one final fun night out." Meghan also revealed that she and Prince Harry dressed their kids up for Halloween this year. Son Archie transformed into a dinosaur, and little Lilibet was a skunk for the home bash, and Ellen DeGeneres was able to see the kids in their sweet ensembles when she visited the Mountbatten Windsor brood. Meghan said, "We were home and we saw you guys, which was great, but no, we wanted to do something fun for the kids, and then the kids were just not into it at all. Archie was a dinosaur for maybe 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes. Finally, Harry talked him into putting the head on, but Lily was a skunk. It was so cute. She was a little skunk like Flower from Bambi." Meghan also shared a photo of Archie, taken from behind and showing off his reddish hair just like Dad Prince Harry. The shot shows Archie standing in the family's chicken coop. Archie looks at the hens as they eat off a miniature picnic table while holding a basket, presumably to help collect eggs. Meghan casually mentioned that her son knew he was featured in her children's book, The Bench. "He does. On that first page you open and you see our dogs and he goes, 'That's Bula, that's Guy.'" Meghan's book, The Bench, shot to number one on the New York Times bestseller list shortly thereafter. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Meghan Markle's decision to align herself with Ellen DeGeneres for a much-hyped chat show appearance seems strange at first, but her trauma response is to always control the narrative, writes senior therapist Sally Baker for The Mirror. Meghan seems immune to the public responses that she gets. She can do no right in the public's mind, so I feel for her. She's in a complete predicament, but I don't think she cares about criticism. It's clear to me that she felt savaged and misunderstood by the media here in the UK, but rather than living her life as a private citizen, she and Prince Harry feel as though they must set their own narrative. Meghan wants to be someone who's in control of her own image as much as possible, and I wouldn't be surprised if that is a trauma response to events that happened in her childhood. People who want to be in control want it because they don't feel safe. Those who are really sure about who they are inside don't need external control. They have inner resilience. They trust themselves. And she doesn't. That comes down to how you're raised. Security as a child is about feeling loved and adored and heard. That's how we feel safe. So for Meghan, her way of feeling safe is to be in control. It does make you wonder who's giving Meghan and Harry their advice. It seems no one is really advocating for them. They're being advised by a massive American PR company. But it's a very different approach to how they were in the UK. Every celebrity today has to make a deal with the devil to maintain their fame, and that usually costs them in exposure. It's the same for Meghan. To me, this Ellen show appearance proves Harry and Meghan are staying in the States for good. They're not coming back because culturally, there's nothing here for them. If that's the trajectory she wants, and by what we're led to believe it seems to be her in the driving seat, then good for her. Meghan and Harry are expected to have a quiet Thanksgiving at home. After all, they are not ones to seek attention. They are also not planning on returning to the UK to have Christmas at grandmother's. A source told Page Six, "There's a lot that goes into the logistics and the planning of the family Christmas. So, of course, staff know that Harry and Meghan are not coming. But this is Her Majesty's first Christmas without her husband, so one would have hoped they would want to be with her." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.